This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Imagine being the globalist and you took control of the U.S. for a while with the pliant media, and now you've committed all these incredible crimes, and the people happen to get a good president in, who's at least just trying to be the president and trying to turn the economy back on, and now you've used illegal spy networks and all this against them, and you've been caught, and every day you know you're closer to going to prison. So the headlines get wilder and wilder and wilder. Trump's a Russian agent. Said destroy evidence of it. And then it says, actually, he didn't. It's quite normal. He asked for the notes for the meeting. But they're the globalists. They're the anti-Americans. Of course, that's what they're going to do. And when you get into how insane it all is, and how there's no way these globalists are ever going to get away with it, that's really what gives me heart. Because Peter Strzok in these text messages to the FBI, he's the bag man for all this stuff. Once Trump actually gets in office, he's like scared. He goes, we're going to go to jail. What are we going to do? This isn't going to work. Quote, there's nothing big here. There's no Russian collusion. So imagine they've committed all these crimes. They've covered up for the Russians. They've sold out to the Chinese. They've sold out to anybody that would give Hillary Clinton and her foundation billions and billions and billions of dollars. And now the walls are closing in. So they feel the walls closing in. So when you watch CNN, they go, the walls are closing in on Trump. But here's the problem. They're targeting reporters. They're targeting talk show hosts. They're targeting members of Congress and threatening them and using NSA and CIA data that Clinton and Hillary operatives have access to blackmail people on not paying taxes, on mistresses, on boyfriends, on things like that. And so they don't know what to do, because they're able to blackmail the government, not on Russia, not on China, but on just regular stuff that isn't even really corruption in most cases. But it doesn't matter, because I'm not giving up. Trump's not giving up. People are waking up all over the world. Populists are getting elected all over the world. And they don't know what to do. And they're scared. And so it's what happens when the immovable object runs into the unstoppable force. And it's guaranteed the globalists are not going to make it out of this. Their program is going to fail. It was destined to fail. You know, I can't believe as a nation we allowed this type of scum to get into control of everything. But it sure as hell happened. It happened bigger than Dallas. But these little criminals have to know that the clock is ticking down. It's going down very, very quickly. And there's no way they're going to get out of any of it now. There's no way. I mean, they're a bunch of little wimpy lawyers. When you watch the leadership of the FBI, the leadership, the globals put scum at the top. They're good FBI agents and, you know, good federal marshals. In fact, I know a lot of them. They're great people. Best folks you can know in a lot of cases. But the top is a bunch of greasy, sell-out lawyers that would sell their own mother out just to strut around and act tough. And they walk into Congress and stick their chest out like, want me to prosecute you? Like Alexander Cortez, whenever Don Jr. put out a tweet saying, you know, we walk our dogs in America, not eat them like Venezuela. She said, hey, I'll have your ass arrested, you son of a bitch. I'm about to be in control of the Judiciary Committee. Just, you think we're scared of any of you? You're all a bunch of idiots. Good Lord, a bunch of scumbag, chicken-neck lawyers.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got an exclusive guest, a really big subject here in just a moment. But first, I want to air some of the good news. The new Brazilian president is delivering in spades, and all of the world, globalism and socialism, is in trouble. So don't think we're just fighting globalists here in America. All of the world, there's an awakening. Here's that report.
In recent years, Brazilian politics was dominated by so-called progressive leftist ideology. Black Lives Matter demonized the Brazilian police, while far-left politicians began limiting their power. Eventually, the drug cartels began policing the streets. And with over 60,000 murders a year, a young Brazilian man has less chance of survival than a soldier in an active war zone. This paved the way for former Army Captain Jair Bolsonaro to win the presidency in a historical landslide victory. On January 1st, Bolsonaro was sworn in as president, and he said, "I stand before the whole nation on this day, the day when the people began to liberate themselves from socialism. It is urgent that we end the ideology that defends bandits and criminalizes policemen. Our concern will be for the safety of the good people, the guarantee of the right of property and legitimate self-defense." Immediately upon being sworn in, they passed a bill to provide police and soldiers freedom from prosecution while on active duty. They announced a plan for jail reform that will isolate the cartel leaders, separate the gangs, and terminate the use of mobile phones within the jail. Immediately following this, the gang struck out against the new government. The Brazilian cartels burned and bombed dozens of public targets, including buildings, bridges, buses, and banks. Bolsonaro responded by sending 300 soldiers into the favelas to root out and attack the cartels. And he is sending in more. Days before he was elected, Bolsonaro said, "There will be no shortage of places to send criminals. We'll dig graves." It appears as if Brazil is about to wage war against the drug cartels and allow law-abiding citizens to own firearms. Apparently, it is not politically correct to fight violent crime with violence. And so the mainstream media continues to demonize Bolsonaro. It will be interesting to see how things unfold. This is Greg Reese for NewsWars.com.
Wow.
waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right. Everybody knows that when people get into Russiagate, that I flip out and get angry because it's a hoax, it's a lie, it's a fraud to discredit the 2016 election. But if you focus on the stories around Russiagate and what it covers up for, the illegal spying on candidate Trump, nominee Trump, President-elect Trump, President Trump, and the perjury to Congress, the perjury to the American people, then it's powerful. So to walk through this, we heard that Robert Mueller III was going to end his investigation a year ago, and then 6 months ago, and then a month ago. It's been extended 6 months. And there's no Russiagate found. They've harassed all these Trump associates and found a few tax returns or taxi cab company issues. None of it connected to Trump. The New York Times had to spin it because they know it's coming out that McCabe is under criminal investigation. Grand juries are convened to indict him. That isn't like when it's on some message board and QAnon says it. It's in the Associated Press and Washington Post. I showed it last hour. It's no attention. There are criminal investigations of the entire cabal. Hillary Clinton, Comey, Robert Mueller, all of them. Because they're the ones with uranium and deals and lying to Congress. But when you pull back from the lies, they're just mind-blowing. And so we have this attempted coup ongoing against the president with rogue FBI agents, with their insurance policy, and the news and the corporate media spins it that, oh, look, Trump was under criminal investigation. Yeah, we knew that. They lied. He was under espionage investigation, and they covered it up. They lied to Congress, and they admit nothing was there. Well, yes, because they were covering up their criminal investigations during the campaign of spying. They were covering up their investigations in case he got in because they were in bed with the Russians, with uranium one and more. And so Roger Stone joins us to not defend himself. Everybody knows Roger Stone's not a Russian agent. There's no Russian connection. But to get into the meat and potatoes of this and how big this is and how crazy it's gotten. And now we've both got reporters calling us asking about Alex Jones and RT and Alex Jones and Internet Research Group or whatever it's called, saying, well, it's known Jones got money from RT and these things. Zero. None. Ever. Total lie. And so they do this over and over again. And then I actually Googled it and found all the old articles from a couple years ago where they said InfoWars and Breitbart under investigation for being Russian agents. But they use that to fund the Media Matters and these groups that get money to put out lies and lawsuits against us, because once they say we're under investigation as Russians, that triggers what I just showed, the executive orders that Obama signed before he left office, triggering the CIA and FBI groups that Obama set up to come after us. So this is just astounding that this is happening. It was InfoWars back in early May 2017 that specifically said deep state pushes coup against Trump over Comey firing using rogue FBI agents. It's now all confirmed, Roger Stone. I mean, this is sensational, the crimes they've committed.
We've reached the end of this rabbit hole, the end of the trail. There's a stunning new development, and it boggles the mind. I mean, what we now know is pretty clear. Page one of the New York Times, which is immediately after Donald Trump justifiably fired rogue FBI director James Comey, who kept referring to it as his FBI as opposed to the taxpayers' FBI, the American people's FBI, that department began an espionage investigation into Donald Trump as to whether he was working for the Russians, which is, of course, laughable. But the worst part, Alex, is that investigation is still open today, open and active, which means Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and FBI Director Christopher Wray, who is a swamp creature if there ever was one, both lied under oath to the Congress and lied to the president's face about whether he was under investigation. So while Adam Schiff is out falsely accusing me of perjury, here you have actual perjury by two of the highest officials in our federal law enforcement apparatus. And the question is, will anyone hold them responsible? Will they be prosecuted? In the question of Mr. Rosenstein, he's announced his investigation. That's because he knew this story was coming. But will Mr. Ray be fired? Because he should be fired.
Roger, when we come back, I want to walk through this because the Russia investigation is meant to suck air out of the room. We won. America's coming back. They want to claim that Americans running their country is foreign when the globalists are the people that hate America. And we're all sick of it. We know it's a lie, but again, it's been the umbrella to run all these criminal investigations. When you talk about when we come back, what does President Trump need to do now? Because he has the proof. He knows they all lied to him. They lied to Congress. What does he do when we come back? And that means callers. Once this video isn't live, once we're not live today, we'll archive this to Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Send the video URL to Congress. Send it to the local talk show host. Send it to thewhitehouse.gov. Because the president and others get it. They know what's going on. And they listen to Roger Stone and others. That's why they took us off YouTube and Facebook and everywhere. They don't want people seeing or hearing this because we're actually doing our homework.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAM84M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Roger Stone, we were talking last night and this morning, former chief advisor to the president, about how you're the chief target in all this and how nothing they put in the news is true. None of it's reality-based. Now they've moved on to myself and others, and it's surreal. It doesn't even make you angry. It makes you, like, nauseous, like you're living in a Twilight Zone world, and the traitors that hate the country are saying you're a traitor, and then CNN headlines and New York Times headlines today, Trump concealed meetings with Putin. And you read the article, it goes, actually, he didn't. It's quite normal for the president to ask for the notes. And there's nothing even there. It's totally insane. And you've got the president, even on Fox, I notice is making a turn against him right now, which shows they're making their move. They're all neocons, except for a few people. I talked to high-level folks at Fox just last week. They say, oh, yeah, they're gunning for Carlson. They're gunning for Hannity, Ingram, anybody that actually isn't a traitor. And they just put this crap up there. This fake news is so intense now.
You know, Alex, from the beginning, they have used a strategy of misdirection and distraction. And it is both offensive and defensive. First of all, of course, they need to cover up the egregious treasonous crimes of the Clinton-Obama regimes, in which Mr. Mueller himself is deeply complicit, since he is the person who schlepped the uranium samples to Stockholm for the Russians to inspect before they closed the largest treasonous financial crime in American history, the sale of Uranium One. And then offensively to distract us from the fact that they used illicit, unconstitutional, and illegal FISA warrants as a rationale to spy on Donald Trump's top advisors. I was together with you in Washington, D.C. for the president's inauguration on January 20th, 2017, when we both read a front page story that said I was among three Trump advisors who were under surveillance during the presidential campaign. You could have knocked me over with a feather because there is no probable cause for that. No, don't say communications with WikiLeaks because, A, WikiLeaks isn't a Russian asset, and, B, I had no communications with them other than the benign communications I've already publicly disclosed. So this is both an offensive and defensive move. And now, as you pointed out, this story in CNN, Trump concealed the contents of his meetings. The president is entitled to conduct foreign policy negotiations in private. We would get nothing done if we tried to negotiate every agreement with a foreign nation in public.
Plus, he's surrounded by moles that lie about everything he says, but then they admit, actually, all presidents do this, so they can have candid conversations, but they spin that like, look, we caught him here again.
Well, and we've seen definitively how communications by telephone between the president and other foreign leaders end up on the front page of the New York Times. Now, who would be recording those? Who would be eavesdropping on the president of the United States? Who would have the capability, the technical capability to do that? Only the deep state, only the president's own intelligence operations. And we're entering a realm now that is really extraordinary. where truth and facts and evidence and proof no longer matter.
Because the public doesn't have a memory. All their psych warfare chiefs say, the public literally has a 7-second attention span. And like, people aren't people anymore. I actually, almost no one I know even remembers anything. It's like zombies everywhere. I'm actually, this is getting to me, Roger. No one, I love you so much if you have a long memory. Like, you have a better memory than I do. I love talking to you because you remember stuff. Everyone I know has no memory now. I'm getting really freaked out.
Well, in fact, InfoWars, the first media outlet in the country to explain the significance of the FISA warrants and why they were the centerpiece of the egregious treasonous crimes of the Obama administration and an illicit effort to take down Donald Trump. When I wrote my book, The Making of the President 2016, and there's a lot in there about the role the InfoWar played in Donald Trump's nomination, which is absolutely key for people to understand. That's why they're trying to take us off the internet right now. That's precisely why we've been targeted. But the two things that I said in that book, in which I turned out to be wrong, was they completely underestimated Donald Trump. That's not true. They actually were worried about his winning. That's why Peter Stroke and others spoke about the insurance policy and this effort to not only surveil the Trump campaign, but then to use the FBI to infiltrate Donald Trump's campaign in order to plant evidence of faux Russian collusion in case they needed to find it later. The FBI asset going to George Papadopoulos, the FBI asset going to Carter Page, the FBI informant they sent to see me in May of 2016. 2 months before the FBI admits.
Yes, look, everyone viewing and listening, literally everyone knows it's a load of crap. Let's talk about the new developments with them perjuring themselves to Congress, how it's an active FBI coup against the president, how that's banana republic. I mean, what does the president need to do? We know. We've said that before, but not the 55 trillion times you've pointed out that they're lying about you. We get that, Roger. For people to tune in and listen to you, you've got to give them the rest of the story about what the president needs to do. Special counsels right now, puts it on Uranium One, puts it on Mueller. When the public hears he's been on tarmac with giving him uranium in Russia, it's over. So why? Because he's so good on so many levels, but why doesn't he declassify the illegal spying on him with the FISA? Why doesn't he declare the emergency? Why doesn't he execute when he has them? They are the criminals.
It's really a conundrum, I must say, because I've known Donald Trump extremely well for 40 years. He was at my wedding. I went to two of his weddings. I was at the wake and funeral for both his parents, his son-in-law. He is a decisive counterpuncher. He is not a man who dithers when the time comes. But you see it in the fight over the war, where yesterday when he was asked about, are you going to initiate an emergency decree, he said, well, there's really no point because they challenge it in court and then it would go to the Ninth Circuit and then we lose and then it would be hella. You can almost hear his pencil-necked geek lawyers who are lily-livered country club.
Because Ronald Reagan didn't get channeled when he told the air traffic controllers to go back to work. That's a load of crap. The president just ignores those rulings.
That's exactly right. Like, as I said to you before, President Richard Nixon bombed Hanoi and mined Haiphong Harbor on Christmas Day, with a two-party recalcitrant left-wing Democrat Congress trying to cut off his funding to prosecute the war. There comes a time for action. I am perplexed as why the president has not taken action in terms of undoing this silent coup that is being perpetrated against him. When we come back, let's talk about the specific things that he needs to do to save himself. The president has the power to save himself and to save this administration and save the country, but he must act soon.
That's right. It's incredible. I mean, what a pack of lying scumbag criminals that the Clintons put in as the head of the FBI. Good God.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, broadcasting worldwide. And on this 13th day of January 2019, it makes me angry that you've got little bug-eyed, viper-head demons like Peter Strzok and Robert Mueller, the crime chief, the third, and all these scumbags lying to Congress, pissing in America's face, trying to wreck our borders, trying to bankrupt our dollar, trying to screw our military over, funding Al-Qaeda, ISIS, protecting pedophile groups everywhere, total sexualization of children, all over TV, all over the education of children. I mean, this is a mass of criminal evil attacking us. And then you've got it coming out. They lied to Congress about a espionage investigation against the president. They lied about multiple investigations during the campaign and after, which we knew were going on to cover up the fact that they were selling America out and they were scared that Americans might find out. And now all this has come out, and instead Fox News has turned decidedly against the president. He was on Fox News just yesterday with Mrs. Perino, dog chow of the Bush dynasty, the Bush tart, and they asked him, you know, if he was a Russian agent, basically, because they've run these fake headlines that, why, he talked to Putin in private. Yeah, he's the damn president, you scumbags. So let's play that clip. Here it is.
Are you now, or have you ever worked for Russia, Mr. President?
I think it's the most insulting thing I've ever been asked. I think it's the most insulting article I've ever had written. And if you read the article, you'd see that they found absolutely nothing.
Now, that's the judge. The Perino asked the question, too. They've all been asking that question. That's another clip. Roger, again, I get that we have to counter each point of this as bull. But at a certain point, we counter their bull. They put us on the defense. Again, how do we go on the offense here against these criminals?
Well, Alex, I actually want to go a step further and predict right now that you're going to see a spate of fake news stories in the next several days and weeks that say, completely falsely, that Alex Jones and InfoWars are funded by the Russian state, that you have taken money from the Internet Research Agency, that you've been on the payroll of RT. And I know firsthand that these are bald-faced lies. But you see, we're in a new realm here where they don't have to prove anything. And if they repeat the big lie over and over again, unfortunately, some Americans who aren't paying close attention begin to believe this. So you heard it here first, folks. The next time you hear Alex Jones is a Russian agent, he's taken millions of dollars or $5 from the Russians, from the Internet Research Agency or RT, it's a lie. It's false. There is no evidence to that effect whatsoever. By the way, Alex, I got to tell you, I went last night to watch the new movie Vice with Christian Bale. And even though he is a Satanist, you have an extraordinary cameo at the end of this movie. And the movie, as a libertarian who opposed the Iraq wars, I know you did, is completely and totally historically accurate. Despite the fact that they denigrate conservative media in the movie, it is an epic piece of filmmaking for people who love peace and truth, and you have a great cameo at the end.
Look, the left attacked the movie because it humanized Cheney. It only humanized him and his piranha-like behavior. I thought, from what I know about history, it was very accurate overall. There were a few backslaps at real conservatives. But, yeah, I don't know why they put me at the end of the movie, though. I mean, because they know I exposed Cheney in 9/11 and was not a Cheney fan. They know that. But I think they were just putting me there to say, like, oh, look, you know, this is part of the toxicity of the world.
I don't know. All I know is the movie theater I saw it. When your picture came up, people were cheering. So it was a very good sign, in my opinion. It's a great piece of filmmaking. I recommend it. If you're anti-war and you want to know the truth about the criminality of the Bush-Cheney years, you can read my book, The Bush Crime Family. You can keep watching InfoWars because we've been very forthright in reporting it. But see this movie. It is worth your time.
No, I'm not just saying it because they put me in it. I wasn't paid. I didn't even know I was in it until I was in Omaha visiting my wife's sick dad. And I'm sitting there at breakfast reading this review of Dick Cheney, and then it says, and Alex Jones is at the end, or the movie's Vice. And I was like, oh, whatever. But when once I went and saw it, it was pretty actually historically accurate and informative. Roger, let's just pull back here again, because the distraction here is that Trump's pulling us out of countries in war, and more Democratic congressmen and women support war now than Republicans. Trump is ending putting black people in prison three times longer than whites for the same drug offense. The left hates him for it. Trump's the lowest black unemployment ever recorded. They hate him for that. I mean, you look at everything he's doing, it's what a JFK would do. So to even call him a Republican, this isn't even what fits. So I just don't get why he's doing all these good things and they don't give a damn.
Well, it's because Trumpism is bigger than the Republican Party, is bigger than either party, because it's Americanism. He is reasserting American sovereignty and American exceptionalism and American opportunity. They predicted that he would create 177,000 jobs in the last quarter. That number came in at 317,000. It blew everyone's mind. I looked for it everywhere on the front page of the Washington Post. It wasn't there. I looked for it on the front page of the New York Times. It wasn't there. And, of course, CNN underplayed the numbers. No, he's delivered on issue after issue. It is only when his own lily-livered, weak-kneed, neocon, war hawk advisors get to him that we don't get the undiluted Donald Trump. The man's heart is true. His instincts are good. And when he follows his instincts, America wins. Look, what he needs to do is pretty clear. We need a special counsel to investigate Uranium One, the largest treasonous crime in American history. It takes you right to Bill and Hillary and their phony foundation, which was a vehicle for the facilitation of multi-million dollar bribes. It also takes you in to Mr. Robert Mueller. He needs to, under a legal decision that was rendered during the Nixon administration, limit the scope of Mr. Mueller's investigation to Russian collusion, not anything he feels like looking into. He could do that tomorrow. By all counts, Matthew Whitaker is a good man, a true believing American, a conservative who's entitled to his political opinions. If Jeannie Rhee can work for Robert Mueller and investigate me when she represented Hillary Clinton, if Aaron Zelinsky can work at the Clinton State Department and his emails were among those released by WikiLeaks, and that's not a conflict, well, then Matthew Whitaker has no conflict. The president needs to move. Power that is not used is power that is lost. You must use power or you lose power. This president has the people behind him. The only people who are opposed to his efforts to end war are the neocons and the extremists on either, you know, broad wing of the country. The vast majority of Americans are tired of endless foreign war where our inherent national interests are not clear. I really believe the American people are with this president, but he needs to exercise power now. Make no mistake about it, Alex. They intend to vote articles impeachment on him on any propped up, pardon the word, trumped up bogus charge. Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, Maxine Waters.
And notice they always said during the campaign that's not their plan, but you always said it was their plan. And now they've got that idiot Cummings, who's on 60 Minutes tonight, saying, oh, we're going to hit the road flying to impeach him as soon as we get in. Just what a group of idiots. Those people couldn't manage their way out of a wet paper bag.
Call hearing. Your budget and staff and shift.
I'm sorry, we got technical difficulties today. We might just end the show now. Hey, Roger, really appreciate you coming on the show with us. We'll talk soon. Really appreciate you. And who knows? You know, maybe America, I'm serious, maybe America doesn't deserve a recovery in the future. Because it's just everything's collapsing anyways. This is what everybody wants. Everybody wants to have Elijah Cummings run their lives. Thanks, Roger. Seriously. I got one more segment we're going to hit, maybe, when we come back. We'll see if we can do it. Stay with us.
WolfHillAmmo.com. We love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I spend so much time thinking about this stuff that it's demoralizing. And, you know, it's a healthy thing that most people kind of bumble around and just think about the next thing they're going to do that's fine. In fact, I wish I was like those people. But, you know, I look at the globalists and how predatory and evil they are, and they make me sick. But you know what? We got something positive we're going to air for you in a moment. We're going to have a victory tonight. We're going to play a clip. Coming up in the last 4 minutes of tonight's broadcast, I'm going to air something really good and informative for you. And it's by Senator Ted Cruz, who beat Beto O'Rourke. Ted Cruz wants El Chapo to pay for the border wall. We're going to air that clip. What a blessing we're here to air that clip. We're going to do that. And you've got Venezuela on the edge with its communist dictatorship on collapse. You've got patriots taking over all over. So I should be really, really positive. It's just learning that the Clintons and the Bushes and others were literally selling America out at every level, and that Trump turned things around until they sabotaged the economy for a while, and that it isn't more obvious to everyone, it's not about Trump, and it's not about Alex Jones. It's about the fact that the people are so disconnected and so divorced from reality that they don't even see their own self-preservation. And look, I know the polls are fake. I know that we got more seats in the Senate and it was major election fraud and Republicans really won the House. And so this is a huge awakening. But it doesn't matter. It's got to override the fraud. It's got to defeat the fraud. Because now that the arrogant criminals have figured out we're fighting back, they're coming in with everything they've got. And so this is the real fight right now. This weekend, I didn't even get to the news. I told you we caught the local leftist groups at public schools and at public events having five-year-old children dance with naked men. But as long as it's a cultural outreach or it's LGBTP, it's okay. I saw new articles this weekend in gay porno mags. They're putting little boys in them. Hell, I'll pull the article up. Hell, I got it right here. I never saw it in my stack. Pull it up. I'll pull it up for you right now. People say, oh, what, you're looking on your phone? Yeah, I'm looking at it on my phone. I'm researching it. Makes me sick. Makes me sick. Oh, what are you, anti-gay? I don't care if it's heterosexual or homosexual. Keep your damn hands off kids. I'll pull it up. I'll pull it up. It may take a while, but I'm going to do it. Because it's an article I was going to cover today. One way or another, I'm going to expose this stuff. I mean, the headline's everywhere, actually. Headline. Child featured next to naked man in gay magazine. That's the headline. It's everywhere. It's going on. And it's just all part of this throwing it in your face and doing this. And flaunting it over and over and over and over and over and over again. And it's just never been done in history. Yeah, 10-year-old drag kid photographed with naked adult drag queen. Hell, what are you talking about? They're putting in magazines right here in Austin. We sent Melly Weaver down there. She said she had to take like five showers. We can't even show it on TV. We're simulcast on TV. There's a naked guy with a big old thing he wants, and he's got glitter on it. But now they're doing it with just naked men, period. Because you're putting up with it. So, yeah, I'm upset about this. Oh, by the way, almost all these young boys they've got, tell them they're girls, here in the U.S. and England, it turns out, are autistic. So they're taking mentally disabled children and putting them into all this. Oh, but don't worry, YouTube took down our video showing young boys with naked men on stage humping each other because they said it violated age restriction. Oh, so you can have kids with naked men, but I can't put it on YouTube to raise the alarm. Exactly. Exactly. Even when we blur it out, stations threaten to dump us. And I understand why. Exactly. Because you're not a pedophile. The station owners or managers are not pedophiles. You know what? I get it. But how the hell am I not supposed to fight this if I can't show you what's going on? Let me tell you, it puts me into a red rage watching this. I have a son, I have three daughters, and I have an instinct to protect them. And you look at these globalists, when you look at the leadership of the deep state, the Democrats, the neocons, the leadership of the FBI, which is only the very top 1%, their operating system is pedophilia. The Catholic Church, hijacked by globalists, pedophilia. This is who they are. And so I don't want to cover this anymore. This isn't who I am. I don't even want to talk about this. But that's who they are. They have a hunger for your children. They're coming. Get it off screen. I can't watch it. They have a hunger for your children. They want to corrupt your children and induct them into a destructive, soul-sucking lifestyle. And they're going to do it until you say no, period. Every form of evil is obsessed with destroying innocence. And now what are you going to do? The good news is I'm not for asset forfeiture seizure when it's unconstitutional. I don't like it inside the United States, but at ports and on borders, it's constitutional and totally normal. And it's a form of tariff. So if they bust drug dealers bringing in drugs or bringing in money with kidnapped children, like Obama does, he's been caught shipping in kids who were kidnapped, sent a report, we take the money. And it just so happens it'll pay for the wall and more. So here is Ted Cruz in a powerful report from Daily Caller as we end this broadcast. Then Counterthink with Mike Adams is straight ahead.
What the El Chapo Act does is real simple. It takes the money, the billions that El Chapo made crossing the border illegally, and it takes that $14 billion and it uses it to pay for the wall. Let's talk about border security. We all know we have a 2,000-mile border with Mexico, our southern border. My home state of Texas has 1,200 of those miles. We right now have an incredible flow of human traffickers, of narcotics traffickers coming across the border, and it endangers our national security. It endangers people's lives. Now, how do you stop it? Well, the most natural thing to do is we need to build a wall. We need a barrier that stops the traffickers in their path. Now, as you know, Democrats are so opposed to a wall that they've been willing to shut the government down. And then their complaint is, they say, we don't have the money to spend on a wall. Now, set aside for a second, this is the first time in history, think of every spending program that's ever been, it's the first time in history Democrats have ever said we didn't have the money to spend something. Set that aside. They say in particular, we don't have the money to build a wall. Well, I thought about that and tried to say, all right, is there a solution? Is there a way to do it? And you know what? There is a way to build the wall without one penny of taxpayer dollars. And it's legislation I've introduced. It's calling the Ensuring Lawful Collection of Hidden Assets to Protect Order Act. Now, some of you, some of the more insightful and observant ones, may notice that those particular words are an acronym for the El Chapo Act. Now, what does the El Chapo Act do? Well, it says that we should take all of the money criminally forfeited from El Chapo and from other drug dealers and use it to pay for the wall. Now, where did this idea come from? Well, it came from actually press reports some time ago that said the total value of El Chapo's global criminal net worth was $14 billion. That's a whole lot of money. At the same time, I saw articles that said the cost to build a wall along the entire border was between $14 and $20 billion. Now, there's a natural and elegant symmetry there. What the El Chapo Act does is real simple. It takes the money, the billions that El Chapo made crossing the border illegally, and it takes that $14 billion and it uses it to pay for the wall. And the end result is we have the wall and we have an essential element to secure the border. And critically, not one penny comes from the U.S. taxpayers. We ought to take this up. This is common sense legislation, but I'm going to make a prediction right now. The Democrats aren't even willing to spend El Chapo's money to build the wall because politically, they don't want to secure the border. That's not reasonable. That's not listening to the American people. And it's not what we need to do. But this is an easy solution to solve the problem.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever.
John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.